Hello and welcome to Feel Good with Jo, your Friday guide to leading a happy and healthy life. And as you know, each show I interview an expert in an area of health and well-being to get their tips and techniques on how to manage the often busy and stressful lives we seem to lead. And so today I'm delighted to be welcoming Damaris Wallen, who is a Rosen Method practitioner and formerly lead clarinet for the BBC Symphony Orchestra. So welcome, Damaris.
Thank you. Thank you, Jo.
Glad that you could make it today. And so the first thing I'd love to ask is, how have you gone from your life and career as a musician, very successfully, to Rosen Method work? And we need the follow-up, obviously, of what on earth is Rosen Method, because most people won't have ever heard of it.
Yes, it's still relatively new over here, and the school for Rosen Method has probably been in existence for about 9 years, but over in Berkeley, in San Francisco, yeah. It's been there, the school has been there for about 35 years, and it's quite well known in Scandinavia and America.
Okay.
But, yeah. So I came across Rosen Method bodywork when I was looking through a health magazine in Holland and Barrett, and just browsing through, and something in it struck me. It was an article about Rosen Method, and it was written by Annabel Apsian, or rather an interview by her. And Annabel and Ingrid Maria Nordgren are the two amazing women who have started the school in the UK. Annabel is an actress also, and used to be in Shameless, the TV series that everybody probably knows her well from that. And the article really grabbed my attention because it was really highlighting the fact that Rosen Method bodywork brings an awareness to you about your body and about the links with the aches and pains, for instance, in your body, or the muscle tension in your body, and what it is saying about your emotional holdings. So, in a simple way to describe it, I often will use the analogy of, say, looking at a baby sleeping or a cat sleeping. We can all have that image in our heads, and the cat sleeping being its most full self in front of you, absolutely complete and happy, is just relaxing and lying, and the breathing is coming through every pore and the movement in its body. You can see the breath coming through its musculature. The muscles are free. Now, when an adult will get on to the massage table before a session of Rosen Method, they'll get onto the table, and what I see there is very obviously the muscles that are working. When they lie down on the table, there is a chance for them to completely flop out like that baby or the cat. But inevitably, with adults, we've had things happen to us during our lives, events that maybe we've had to get through, that we've had emotions that we haven't been able to show. A classic would be a little boy told to grow up and stop crying. And the muscles have come into play repeatedly to control and hold back those expressions of ourselves, be it joy, sadness in crying, or laughter, or activity. And as the client lies on the table, I can see very clearly, it's a very simple thing to look and see where the muscles are working. Now, they can be on that table, which a really heavy elephant could probably lie on too. They're really strong, these tables. So that elephant could probably relax, have a nice sort of lie back. So I'm interested, and the Rosen Method practitioner is interested, to go and find out, why is it that that work is going on now?
So when it
doesn't need to.
Right. So what's stopping them just relax completely and just sort of give in to the table? And we talk about the same thing in yoga, where I start every single yoga session that I teach with just feel your body on the floor, and then start to allow your body to melt down into the floor. And it is really, you can visibly see whether people are able to do that or not. It actually makes me want to ask, how is it different from psychotherapy? Because that sort of question around there's something that has happened, as things happen to us all the time, that's made us hold back inside ourselves in some way. Why would somebody choose to come for a Rosen method way of working with that rather than a psychotherapy way?
I think the work is very direct. It's using touch, which is a really basic and strong way of communication between people. We have it right from the beginning with mother and child. And with hugging or showing emotion or fighting, anything, we use our bodies. But this is this reaches really directly to a place where the client can actually feel, rather than go to their heads and think in an intellectual way. So their bodies, if they let them, can really reveal quite a deep truth. Well, that's actually not quite a deep truth, a truth, the truth about them. There is so much in their body that they have stored and experienced through the years, which they may well not know that they have. So these holdings that we're dealing with are unconscious holdings. They're holdings that they've long forgotten about.
Well, which raises the question of how would somebody think to come for a session?
Okay. I mean, I came across Rosen Method when I was in my pretty much 15th year of playing co-principal clarinet with the BBC Symphony Orchestra. I loved music. I loved playing the clarinet. But something in me was feeling really stuck. And I'm just using this as an example, which is my story. I had had twin boys 5 years before that, and they were a long struggle to get to. So we'd had a lot of intervention, very traumatic. My health at the time when I came across the article was bad, in the sense that my lungs were really having repeated infections, and I'd been diagnosed at that particular point with a chronic lung condition, bronchiectasis. And I happened to be free to work, to go on an introductory course because I was supposed to be playing, but I actually couldn't play the clarinet and my lungs were full.
Right.
So my kind boss let me off. I was signed off by the doctor, but let me go and do this really interesting course. Now, I think people may come to Rosen Method when they're just, stuck, wondering what it is, wondering why maybe they're finding it difficult to relate to people, why they have aches and pains that are repeatedly coming back, why maybe they always have that backache. I mean, one thing for me that I found fascinating in the orchestra was that it would be people taking long-term sick leave for repetitive strain injury, for instance, and maybe the violin section was, the other violinists were okay. I mean, so we all have these different holdings which may affect us, so people doing the same thing in the orchestra were finding that
they were having differences
of
outcomes.
Yeah, they were having difference of outcomes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what sort of thing would you recommend? You know, this show is about tips and techniques for health and well-being. And, you know, what sort of thing could our listeners be doing at home to be releasing that, so that, you know, for example, you see somebody on a bike, they get hit by a car. It's a shock for you as well as for the person driving, as well as for the cyclist. And that goes into the body and can be held in the body. What would you advise people to do when they have a shock, or they have a piece of news or something that is the sort of thing that would get held? How could they let it go so that they don't have to go through that experience?
I think people have ways of dealing things that they've dealt with in the past, but I think one really simple thing that I'm finding more and more is a thing that I do, and it may be uncomfortable to sit with, but instead of doing something immediately, like a pastime or a feel-good thing, like have a bit of cake or something, I do that too. But it's to really quite simply go to your inside. You know the place where a child points to themselves at the front and they point to their self? It's like behind where their heart is. Is to actually just take a few minutes' time and just sit and listen to it, quite simply. And often that will be really uncomfortable. We're not used to spending that time, even 2 minutes. But just to stay with it. And sometimes the feeling passes. And just to be with it, really, in the way that you would be with a young child.
Yeah, and that's, that speaks to it, really, because we wouldn't have the criticism, in most cases, we wouldn't have criticism for a young child feeling something. Mm-hmm. We'd just be there.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't offer ourselves that same opportunity most of the time. It's an interesting one because it's something that I find in my coaching work, my holistic therapy work, is a percentage of people, a large percentage of people, find it incredibly, incredibly difficult just to be with their own experience, which might be suffering, but it might not be, you know. And that's the learning that I've always had for myself, is hold on a minute, take enough time to enjoy the parts where you feel really excited or you feel really happy. Because I always think one of the dangers of being in the therapy world is, you know, you're okay with sitting with your suffering. Yeah. You don't necessarily give yourself the time to sit with the good stuff. So it's that sort of openness and acceptance of just whatever's there.
Often when we've been little, we've been told to stop wriggling, stop having fun, be quiet.
Yeah.
So there's all that tucked away as well.
Yeah, well, like me, you get told, I was told I was too quiet as a child. Go and play, you should go and play. Go and play with your brother, come on. So I always had that, can't be on my own, must be doing something. So what sort of things then, just sort of beginning to wrap up, what sort of things do you do for yourself then, for your own care?
Well, I have two very hyper, you know, full-time occupational twins, and I find it really hard to find that little time to spend on my own. And I think I'm probably at the end of qualifying. I've only just recently qualified as a practitioner. But it's just like starting again, finding those few minutes just to be. Mm. And remember the image of the cat. They're not doing anything at all. They're just being, and they're completely full of it.
They are. I have two cats. I'm laughing because I can so vividly imagine. And we have one who just absolutely can relax beyond boneless. She becomes absolutely boneless. And the other cat is Mrs. Twitch.
Yeah.
So it is quite funny. All right, then. So if somebody wants to find out some more about Rosen Method and we've sort of sparked their curiosity, where should they go?
Yes, that would be lovely. Go to the website, directly to the school, the Rosen Method UK school, which is rosenmethod.co.uk, and you will find an enormous amount of information, especially about Marion Rosen, who I've completely omitted saying this work is all based on her amazing work. That's for another time, maybe. Okay.
And then if somebody wanted to speak to you, how would they get hold of you?
I have my email address, which I could give out on this show. It's Damaris Wallen, all one, DamarisWollen at mac.com.
Okay, brilliant. So that's DamarisWallen@mac.com. So thank you so much for joining us today, Damaris, and telling us a bit about Rosen Method.
Thank you very much.
That's a pleasure. Brooklyn's Radio.